This is program 7 of the current series of transcriptions from Manila for KTAR in Phoenix, Arizona. Friends, this time I have the very good fortune of being able to visit with four WACs from Arizona. I believe that these are the only four girls, or almost the only four girls, in the WAC detachments in this area who are from Arizona. At least we've tried our best to scour every record, and we have discovered only these four, with the possible exception of maybe one or two more. But we're delighted to have the opportunity to talk to these four, and I'm positive that the hometowns of each, to say nothing of the families of each, will be more than pleased to hear their voices and their various expressions of interest in what goes on at home and what has gone on and is going on over here. I'll give you their names and their hometowns, and then I'll ask them specifically for their individual addresses. We have Corporal Alice Whitlow of Prescott, Arizona. And incidentally, I believe that this is only the second personality we've been able to bring you from Prescott. I believe we did have one boy prior to now, but other than that, these two are the only two that I've been able to find. Then we have Corporal Catherine Paxton of Douglas, Arizona. I'm sure we've had at least one other boy or one other soldier from Douglas, but so far I haven't been able to locate his name here for Miss Paxton. I'm rather apologetic for it because I'm sure she would enjoy knowing who he is. Private Janie Bullis of San Carlos, Arizona, an Apache Indian girl, is here today. And Private Lucy M. Robles of Tucson, Arizona. So we have, I think, a representative set up as far as the communities of the state are concerned, and certainly as far as personalities and what have you are concerned insofar as these girls can be tabulated. All right, let's start off with Miss Whitlow here and find out first what her specific address is, that is, the street address.
411 Beach Place.
How long has it been since you were there?
Almost 3 years. Not since I was there on a visit, but since I lived there.
Well, how long does it mean, then, that you've been in the service?
28 months.
Well, shouldn't you be about ready to go home?
Well, I think I'll have an opportunity if I want to go, because I have 48 points, which entitles me to go probably within the next 2 or 3 months.
Well, do you think you'll take advantage of that opportunity?
No, I don't think I will, the way things are set up now, because I'd like to stay until the end of the war against Japan, because I have two brothers who are prisoners of war in the Tokyo area.
Have you heard anything from them at all recently?
Nothing directly from them in the past 7 or 8 months.
Well, I hope you are able to stay out here, and that when you have completed your stay, that you will find these two brothers, and I imagine that'll be quite a reunion, won't it?
It certainly will be.
How long has it been since you saw them?
It'll be 4 years in January.
What have you missed most of all, Miss Whitlow, about your home country, the place where you have lived for most of your life?
Here in the Philippines, I think I miss more than anything, with the exception of my family and my friends. The cattle, for one thing, because here we only have what should be called water buffalo, but they call them carabao. But they certainly don't look like the cows in Arizona.
They don't indeed, and you'll be interested to know that the cattle business in Arizona has been a very thriving thing in the past few years. The water has been good on the ranges for the most part, so they've done a very excellent job. But I might add that the meat's going somewhere besides on the Arizonan's table, because the last time I was there, meat rationing was really something. And it's a bit tough to be in a land of plenty and not be able to buy the things that you would so like to have for your own table. If you had a wish that you could fulfill sometime in the next few weeks, what would it be?
I think I'd like to be in Prescott on August the 1st for the smoke eye ceremonials.
Any question you'd like to ask me? Any question that would occur to you now that we might be able to answer for you?
Just what do you think the setup in Arizona will be for service people when they return? Will they have hard times getting either their old jobs back or new ones?
I'm sure they'll have no difficulty at all in getting their old jobs back. New jobs in Arizona, I believe, will be more hopeful than most places, because there's a tremendous amount of development going on in the state now. We are fortunate in having a very young state, so there's much to be done that you boys and girls will have plenty of opportunity to participate in when you get home. Well, I'll pass along here now and see what Miss Paxton has to say for herself. What is your street address, Miss Paxton?
843 8th Street.
And who did you leave at home?
My mother and father and a sister.
And anyone else that we might refer to? Sweethearts or anything like that?
No sweethearts outside of my niece and my nephew, whom take all my love.
That's wonderful. Pass along a word to them right here, will you?
Hello, Ruth Ellen and Tommy.
I'm sure they'll be glad to know that you're looking healthy and well and looking forward to staying over here, I suppose, forever.
Oh, I'm looking better now than when they saw me last because I enjoy this life. It's making me real, real Westerner.
Well, that's good. And when do you expect to be home?
I hope by Christmas.
What do you mean, you hope?
Well, I only have 41 points, so I might be here the last dog's hanged, but that'll suit me all right.
I see. Okay. Any particular thing that you've missed, or what would you like to have most of all that would have to come from the States?
Well, if you mean to
and
eat.
And food, yes, let's make it food.
I want a big glass of milk and one of my mother's apple dumplings.
You know, that milk business is really rough out here, isn't it? I wonder if the natives make any attempt to secure milk from these carabao that they have over here. Is that practical or possible?
Well, I don't know. I thought I knew something about cattle, but I can't answer that. However, what they serve in the mess hall isn't milk.
Well, it isn't milk, but it is nourishing, isn't it?
Oh, I've been eating it and liking it.
That's fine. All right, thank you very much, Corporal Paxton. Now let's have a little visit here with Private First Class Bullis, Janie Bullis. Where is your home, Janie?
San Carlos, Arizona.
How long has it been since you were there?
13 months.
You have to stop and figure a little bit. The time sort of clogs up your mind, doesn't it, a bit?
I can't keep up with the days and months anymore.
Well, you do finally get to the place where time just runs on and on and on and doesn't seem to amount to too much. Have you found anything over here, Miss Bullis, that reminded you at all of the Apache country up around San Carlos? Do these hills and trees and jungles and general landscapes remind you at all of home? It seems to me like they're not quite so rugged. How about you?
What do you mean rugged?
Well, rough, you know. Our mountains at home in and around San Carlos are pretty rough, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
And the trees out here certainly aren't like the trees you have around San Carlos. Well, she stands here and tries to figure out if she can remember how the trees around San Carlos looked after 13 months in these jungles down here. Who did you leave at home, Miss Bullis?
My brothers and sisters.
Do you want to tell them hello?
Hello, brothers and sisters. I don't know.
And tell them then about how long you think it'll be before you get home. Do you have any idea?
No, I don't, but I hope to be home by Christmas.
Well, to the brothers and sisters of Miss Bullis, let me say that she looks tip-top. I don't think the Army has done her one bit of damage, and probably it has done her a lot of good. And now I have Miss Robles. And she has a smile on her face that looks to me like it might be put there by the fact that she's going home before long. When do you expect to be home, Miss Robles?
I expect to make the August quarter or September for sure.
And when you get there, what are you going to do to occupy your time?
I'm going to catch up with all my good parrandas I used to have.
Oh, that's fine. Well, what is your home address for the sake of the boys who will be wanting to contact your family?
It's 625 South Herbert.
Have you enjoyed your service?
Well, I'm not sorry, but I'm sure fed up with the setup, that's all.
Fed up with the setup. Well, that sounds euphonious at least, and you probably know the background and basis for that statement more than I do. Any question you'd like to ask me about home before I move on and sign off our little interview for today?
Well, I'd like to know how my old hangout place is getting along. That's the Santa Rita Lounge.
Santa Rita Lounge is just about the most comfortable spot in Tucson. That is, perhaps our friends over at the Pioneer wouldn't appreciate our saying that, but I was in the Santa Rita Lounge not so very long ago, about 10 days before coming out here, and Mr. Hall, who manages the place and all of the other atmosphere around the Santa Rita, is just about the same, I think, as it was when you left, and I'm positive they'll be delighted to have you back. Any other comment you'd like to make, a greeting home, or any message or question?
Well, I'd like to say to my mother that I'll expect to be home before Christmas, and to Mrs. Tom Flores, hold everything till I get there.
All right, that's swell. Well, I think we've covered the ground pretty well here, girls. We've talked with Miss Whitlow from Prescott, Arizona, Corporal Paxton from Douglas, Private First Class Bullis from San Carlos, and Private First Class Lucy M. Robles from Tucson, Arizona. I think you'll find that these girls have expressed their sentiments almost exactly as they feel them. We're thousands of miles from home, but you never get to the place where you don't think about home and don't wish for more mail and wish for more easy contacts with the things that have meant so much to us at home. Write to these girls and to the other service people out here just as often as you can. And remember that aside from mail, there's very little for them out here except just the rigors of duty and the confinement, which is more or less made more serious by the lack of transportation, a lot of the other things that might be very helpful if they could be supplied. I think we've covered about all of the comment that we could make in connection with these four. Greetings to each of you from Governor Osborne and General Tuthill. They confided in me before leaving home that they certainly wanted the chief executive and General Tuthill represented in the greetings that were passed around, and you can be sure that those greetings are very sincere. I'm going to try to stop in and see the 158th Infantry before long, and of course that'll do General Tuthill a lot of good because the infantry division or infantry unit, the regimental group titled 158th, is undoubtedly one of his first, last, and always loves. Until we see each other in the States, I hope each one of you get your best wishes and have all kinds of luck between here and there. Until we meet again at some better and more opportune time, all right, Fred, you take it away.